Thank you. Praise God. This poinsettia is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. Someone told me that this year is really prettier than previous year, right? You notice? It's a good match with the... Okay. Yeah. I got just a reminder that those who dedicated poinsettia plant and to take home today if you donated poinsettia, okay? Today is the last Sunday of 2022. Yay! Are you excited? Can you believe it? Wow. I feel like, you know, I ran a marathon of 2022. So many things happened, and we learned from our experience. Here's the wisdom of children that learn from their experiences. Patrick, age 10, said, "Never trust a dog to watch your food." Susie, age 9, said, "Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time." Naomi, age 15, said, "If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse." Smart. Lauren, age 9, said, "Felt markers are not good to use as a lipstick." Joel, 10 years old, said, Don't pick on your sister when she's holding a baseball bat." From the experience. Aline, age 8, said, "Never, never try to baptize a cat." Michael, age 14, said, "When your dad is mad and asks you, 'Do I look stupid?' don't answer him." Michael also said, "Never tell your mom her diet is not working." Learn from the experience. Today's scripture, John the Baptist asked this question: "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" You know, John the Baptist proclaimed that the Messiah was coming. He proclaimed this amazing message of Messiah coming in the wilderness. But suddenly he wasn't sure when he went to prison. He wasn't sure that Jesus was the one. So he sent his followers to Jesus and asked him, "Are you the one?" Whether Jesus is the one they have been waiting for a long time. And Jesus answered this question saying, verse 5, "The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have a leprosy is cured, and deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." That was the Jesus answer, which means you will see and learn from it. That's what Jesus said. Learn from it and make a change. Make your different understanding and perspective. So let's talk about what we learn in 2022. First thing we learn from the experience in 2022 is that our God is with us throughout the year of 2022. Amen? Yes. Especially 2022, we experienced some challenges and difficulties, heartbroken. As we faced those difficult times, we saw clearly our God has been with us. We had a really challenging year this year, especially as a faith community. We had so many changes in our community, especially changing pastoral leadership. Pastoral leadership is very challenging and stressful. That was a critical moment of our faith community. But God with us. God led us during the time of this uncertainty, and God let us find the way. I'm so grateful that our church community put our hands together to go through with God this challenging time. So shall we pat our shoulders saying, you did good. Can we do that? No, ourselves. You did good. We have heard the Christmas story through the many voices this year. The voices of our children and youth, voice from the scripture yesterday. The main theme of the Christmas story was, we heard, particularly this year, is Emmanuel, God came to us. Emmanuel means God with us. But God did not just standing from the distance, okay, I'm going to watch you. God didn't do that. God came to us in the struggles. God came to us in our challenges. And God walked with us step by step, encouraging us, provide peace and comfort, sometimes wiping out our tears, touching our heart, our broken hearts. That's our Emmanuel God. And we experience and learn from this year that we went through all these difficult challenges and our God is with us. Amazing, isn't it? So for now, we need to keep reminding ourselves especially when we face challenges, difficult times, remind ourselves, okay, God promised that God is with me. Our Emmanuel God is with me right now. Keep reminding and telling us that that's the promise that we receive, we experience throughout this year of 2022. The second thing that we learn from year of 2022 is that God works with us. Can you repeat after me? God works with us. God works with us to create an amazing miracles. You know, our God has unlimited ability to do everything. God doesn't need extra help. God doesn't need extra hands to help. But amazingly, God used us, you and me, to fulfill God's amazing plan. Maybe God loves jigsaw puzzle. It's like use each one of us a puzzle piece that God used and put it in the right spot, you and me, to complete amazing God's picture. That's what God has been doing. God is working with us to create this amazing miracle in our community as well as in our families. I was very surprised and pleased. We had 27 teachers sign up at the time, critical moment of absence of our youth and children director. You know, when we have like a absence of youth and children director, I was so worried, what's gonna happen? And we asked, you know, if anyone to volunteer for teachers, and we have 27 teachers. Amazing. God used each teacher to educate our children. That's how God works with us. That's what we experience in 2022. Third thing we learn from year of 2022 is that God's way is different than from our ways. God's way is different than our ways, of course. God's way is always best way. We know that, but it's really hard for us to follow because sometimes God leads us in a totally different direction than we expected. Just like Israel people, when they came out of Egypt, they did not expect to live in the wilderness for 40 years. But God led them in the wilderness for the specific purpose. God trained God's people in the wilderness. Even though it's a harsh reality they experience in the wilderness, God led them go through all this wilderness time so that they can renew the covenant with God. So at the end of the Exodus story, people of Israel realized that God's way is perfect and better, and there's a specific purpose to it. They learn from the experience. So for us, from the experience, we just need to follow, faithfully follow God's way. That's what we learn from the experience. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are still in the season of Advent in terms of awaiting our Lord, and then our Lord is came as Emmanuel God, let us remind ourselves what we experienced in 2022 and maybe make some changes. If you don't like word change, then upgrade the year to make better in year of 2023. Our understanding, our perspective will lead a different ways that we practice and live out. The message we heard yesterday, our understanding and perspective will lead to different ways to live out. Right, I share my experience of my understanding of my birthday. Do you still remember yesterday's message? Yeah. My perspective of my birthday got changed about when I was 20 years old. Realized until 20 years old, I am the one who received the present. I am the one who enjoyed this birthday. And suddenly I realized that birthday is about my mom giving birth. through this hard labor and holding me for 10 months and hard labor and then feeding me. So I'm not the one who's supposed to receive the gift. So I changed my perspective. Okay, birthday is about my mom. So I start giving birthday gift to my mom on my birthday. And when I was, before I came to the United States, on birthday, I always cook a birthday meal for my mother. Oh, but because my perspective, my understanding of birthday got changed. And that change lead to my practice, my living about my birthday. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we learn a lot of different concepts in year of 2022. Some experience new things. Even though we experience some challenges, God was leading us and guide us get through this. And we are at the end of 2022. Think about how we can start the new year of 2023. We're going to have a lot of new things in year of 2023. Maybe some of them never experienced before. So expect unexpected. So let's make some better community with our upgraded faith. That's what we need to keep remind ourselves at the end of this last Sunday of 2022. Let's remind and upgrade our faith that we have. We will continue to celebrate and practice and live out based on faith that we have in us. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we thank you for the message that you've given us today. Especially, God, we thank you for your presence and your guidance throughout this year of 2022. We have learned new things. We have learned your presence, refreshed and new presence in our community. Even though we face some challenges in our community, you guided us. You provide your presence upon us. You provide your Holy Spirit upon us. With that experience, God, help us to upgrade our faith. Help us to find the new ways, your ways, so that we can change, we can upgrade our faith in year of 2023. Recharge us, encourage us, empower us with your Spirit, so that we can get close to you, your will, your guidance in this community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand for last hymn?